You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Michael Laps, the co-founder and director of Yogurt Digital, an Australian-based digital marketing agency specializing in conversion optimization, SEO, and paid search. Michael, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
It's great to be here, Eric. Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Good morning to you. So for starters, compared to other digital tactics like SEO, conversion optimization, isn't a service you hear about too often. Can you tell us a little bit about what conversion optimization is to kick things off?
Yeah, sure. Not a problem. So conversion optimization is essentially the process of qualitative and quantitative behavioral research. So basically understanding how users or how your consumers are actually behaving when they're on your website. So, you know, looking at things like heat maps or, you know, kind of following their mouse, screencasting their behavior. So you can actually figure out where are they clicking? Are there any bottlenecks when they're trying to purchase or inquire with your website? And then obviously using that data to improve the design or the flow or the content on your website to get more people to buy or inquire or whatever it is that you want people to do. So, in a nutshell, it's basically using behavioral data and then using that to get people to convert more on your website.
And also, Michael, what actually inspired you to get involved in the conversion optimization space?
It's interesting. It's a space that's growing very rapidly now. When you think about how you can grow your business in the online space, the two ways that you can do it is you can either increase the amount of traffic coming through to your website, or you can improve the user experience of your website to the point that more people are buying without you needing to increase your traffic. So those are essentially the two ways. I mean, in an ideal world, you would have both happening. But one of the things that we found about conversion optimization is that it's a much more data-driven process. You know, the process of driving more traffic often requires a much larger investment, usually financial, on a company side. You know, if they are investing in paid search or SEO, it's a long process, and there's a lot of factors that are not within a company's control. For example, you know, how much a competitor spends, or, you know, Google or any other search engine kind of changing the algorithm, which can affect your ranking. But with conversion optimization, the beauty is that once somebody is on your website, their path to inquiry or their path to purchase is completely within your control. So one of the things that, you know, inspired us to jump into this space is, I mean, first of all, we love data. We love being able to actually show our clients exactly what what their customers are doing on their website and exactly where any of the friction points are. But more than that, we love the testing process. We love the improvement process and to show our clients tangible results, you know, to show them that, you know, we made these three changes and this was the increase that you saw in revenue. And that for us is, I guess, what gets us out of bed every morning.
I feel you there. Now, are there any specific tools that your agency uses that our listeners could use on their websites, or is it important to go through an agency such as yours?
There's benefits to using an agency. The benefits would be, you know, first of all, we're trained in this space. You know, we've been doing this for a very, very long time. We've worked across so many different industries and verticals, across so many different companies that each have their own little intricacies, that there's a lot of best practices stuff that we already know. We know how to, you know, use the tools, how to set them up, what to look for. You know, it's the inherent benefits that you always have when you use a professional in a space. But there is also the opportunity for, I guess, for people to explore this space on their own and at least do some, just like at least some of the basics, right? Because it's really a very critical part of the digital marketing sphere, and probably an area that not enough people are investing in. So if they do want to, if listeners do want to, I guess, dip their toe in, then I would suggest looking at tools like Hotjar as an example. It's kind of like an all-in-one tool. You know, it allows you to do everything from tracking funnels, to heat mapping, to session recordings. You can do like little live surveys on your website. So it's a really nice all-in-one tool that's not too expensive. And then there's other tools that are similar to Hotjar, like Lucky Orange or Mouseflow, that I would recommend people check out. Lucky Orange and Hotjar are more or less identical. It's pretty much just a matter of preference. We prefer Hotjar. It's just the one that we started using first, so that's the one that we like more. And then I would also look at, you know, some more specialized tools like Crazy Egg, which also does, I guess, you know, heat mapping and scroll mapping. But it's because it's very specialized to just that. It's quite a robust tool and has quite a lot of segmentation options, which people might like. And then when you're looking into getting into the testing process, I would look at tools like Optimizely or Visual Website Optimizer, or even using Unbounce for, you know, really simple drag and drop landing pages that you can test. And I would say that, you know, if someone is looking to just give it a go themselves and see, you know, how they're analyzing, like how they can go and analyzing data, then those would probably be the basic ones. And then, of course, you know, the one tool that every single online business should have is Google Analytics, because there's an absolute heap of data in there. Unfortunately, most people don't spend enough time in Google Analytics, but if you are going to be venturing into the conversion space and you want to understand how to improve your website, then it's absolutely critical that you do invest some time browsing through Google Analytics and looking through the different reports in there.
Very helpful information in all regards. Today we are joined by Mr. Michael Lapps, the co-founder and director of Yogurt Digital, an Australian-based digital marketing agency specializing in conversion optimization, SEO, and paid search here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Lapps, it sounds like there's a lot of different data points that you're analyzing. Where do you even begin in that regard, and how do you go about analyzing that much data?
So, I mean, really, conversion optimization is really about understanding patterns, right? That's essentially what we look for. We'll start with, as an example, let's say we'll start with Google Analytics. We'll do our analysis of all the various reports, and we'll write down our insights. And then we'll move on to, the next data point, which might be heatmaps. And then after that, user tests, and then a customer survey. And as we're writing our notes and our insights, we'll essentially start matching them up, and we will look for patterns. We'll look, to see if our notes and our insights cross paths across any of the different data points. And that's how we start to build a picture of, commonalities and trends. A lot of people get really overwhelmed when they see how much data is coming through. The key is, as in anything in life, when you're, I guess, overwhelmed, is to break things down into bite-sized chunks. So for us, we never try and look at all of the data at once, because we would never find anything. So for us, we like to look for trends in each data point individually, and then kind of marry them up and see, if it matches across the different data points. If it doesn't, then, which basically never happens, but if that were to happen, then we would recommend just essentially jumping into the testing phase and seeing and trying to validate your insights. But if trends do match up and you do find maybe 2, 3, 4 commonalities, which is usually the case, that is usually where you start your testing process. So you would build out your multivariate or split testing or A/B testing strategy by looking at, you know, which are the most common trends, and behavioral patterns amongst customers, which ones do you think are creating the largest friction points, or, you know, which ones do you think are causing people, are most likely to cause people not to inquire a purchase? And then, you know, build out your testing strategy from there. That would be kind of, you know, your starting point.
All right. So once the data is collected and analyzed and you've got insights, what happens at that point?
Well, yeah, that's where the testing strategy comes in. So it's one thing to have the data and collect the data and have the insights. It's quite another thing to actually do something with it. There's no point in collecting the data if it's just going to sit on somebody's desk. So the power of conversion optimization is that you can actually test everything, right? So as an example, if one of the insights that comes out of your data is that customers are dropping out of the checkout process because they think that it's too many steps, or there's, you know, an issue with sizing, or some of the buttons don't work or something like that, then the first thing that you want to do is test that. So you would jump into a program like Optimizely or Visual Website Optimizer, and you would essentially create a test where you split your traffic between, you know, the original page and the variation that you've designed based on what the data has told you. So in the variation, you know, in the example I just gave, maybe it would have two or three less steps in the checkout process. And then you split the traffic evenly between the variation and the original, and then you essentially see which one performs better. Now, the beauty behind that is, of course, you don't have to invest particularly heavily in redesigning your entire website until you've already proven that, you know, the variation works. So it's really important that you do take the next step with the data and that you actually action it, because otherwise you've invested very heavily in analyzing, but you don't actually get the fruits of your labor on the other end. So using you know, those types of tools that I mentioned before, like Optimizely, Visual Website Optimizer, Unbounce, is really important.
It's really clear that you know your stuff, and we really appreciate your coming out and bringing focus to conversion optimization and SEO and paid search. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners along the lines of what we have been covering today?
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to, I guess, really quick touch on the big data trend that we're seeing at the moment. And For the listeners that are working in larger, more enterprise companies who are investing heavily in big data, I would also urge you to really look at agile data as an alternative. Big data is, the kind of really enormous data sets, you know, customer data sets, but it's also internal behavioral data, you know, within your company. But the problem is that it takes, you know, sometimes 6, 8, 12 months for those types of reports to be done. And at the end of it, they're not particularly actionable. And by the time they're done, the landscape has already changed pretty dramatically. So one of the things that, you know, we always push for is agile data. So a lot of what I've just been telling you, you know, things like heat maps and the user testing and the customer surveys and Google Analytics analysis. First of all, you can collect data very quickly, right? If you've got the right traffic levels, you can essentially collect your data points, you know, within a couple of weeks. And then off the back of that, you can pretty much start actioning things immediately. So it allows you to be more nimble. It allows you to respond to market trends far quicker. And, you know, that level of agility will put you in a very competitive position against people who you're either, you know, losing market share to, or if you are, you know, the market leader, it'll allow you to maintain that gap between you and your nearest competitor. For listeners that are working in smaller companies, you know, I wouldn't really bother with big data at this point. I would really focus on that agile data, because it will help you bridge the gap between you and other competitors. It will also improve your relationship with consumers who visit your website. They will have a better experience, and they'll be more likely to, you know, refer more business to you or reuse you. So, as a final tip, I would say really focus on agile data and try and be nimble in a market where too many players are very stagnant.
Michael, once again, we thank you for all these details. Important for small businesses, without a question. Certainly good to know that you're out there as well. Where can listeners get more information about your firm, Yogurt Digital?
You can find us online. Our website is yogurtdigital.com.au. It's yogurt like the food, but it's spelled the Australian way, not the American way. So it's yoghurtdigital.com.au. And we've got a blog there, and we've got a little bit of information about our services. So please feel free to jump on, have a read about what we're saying, and reach out if you've got any questions. All of our company Twitter handles and Facebook and all of our all of the directors, all of our individual details, they're all on the website. So please, if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you.
Certainly sounds good. Michael, once again, thanks for your time and for visiting with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks. Same to you, Eric, and thanks again for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Michael Lapps, the co-founder and director of Yogurt Digital, an Australian-based digital marketing agency specializing in conversion, optimization, SEO, and paid search. And for more information, simply visit yogurtdigital.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.